This is an interview with Michelle Chauncey, the Program Director for the Elementary Education Program at Trinity College of Florida. I'm John Keller. We hope you enjoy the interview.
Well, we are here with Professor Chauncey, and she is the Program Director for the Elementary Education Program here at Trinity College of Florida. So let's start with the beginning. What brought you to Trinity College of Florida to be in charge of the entire program for elementary education? What brought you here for that?
Well, I had been teaching in elementary school. I had been teaching fifth grade right here in Pasco County. Before that, I was in Chicago, and I was my husband was attending another school in Chicago.
You can say Moody Bible Institute.
Yeah. my husband was attending Moody Bible Institute, and I was teaching actually in the pretty much what would be considered the ghetto in Chicago. And then we moved here after he graduated, and I was teaching in public school. I also have taught in Christian school. But at a certain point, actually it was my husband, he saw an ad, and he said, "Michelle, you would be, this is something I think that you would like." And I kind of didn't really pay that much attention to it, and he sent my resume to Trinity College.
Awesome. Now, that was probably about 19 years ago?
Yep.
All right, so 19 years. Think about some of your students. And now, you know, we're Bible College, so people think, oh, you only train for Christian schools, but that's not true. You train for Christian schools, you train for public schools, you train for, tell us about some of the schools and some of the students you've had.
Oh, yeah. So our students have they have the choice of where they want to teach. That's going to be their decision, which they usually pray about and feel called one way or another. But basically, they're trained to be able to teach in public schools, in charter schools, in Christian schools. Some of them want to go overseas and be missions teachers on the mission field. And so,
you've had a few of those over the years.
Yeah, we actually had, with all everything going on right now in the Ukraine, we actually had a student that did her student teaching in the Ukraine, and then she went on and became a missionary in the Ukraine for a few years.
So that's where the double major in Bible and LEd really makes it a unique value, because you have, I think, 36 credits in Bible and theology along with your degree, or am I off a little bit?
I think that is it. And basically, they're getting a major in Bible and a major in elementary education.
Wow.
And we also have, we've had students that came from overseas in South Korea, and then they go back to South Korea, and they are going, in that case, they went home to teach. Our students get ACSI certification.
And tell us what ACSI stands for.
Association of Christian Schools International.
Yes.
And they're worldwide. And so when our students are graduating, they have ACSI certification, which is kind of embedded into the program. And but that doesn't mean they have to teach in Christian school. They can teach in charter schools. They can teach in public schools too.
Yeah, we had a girls basketball player that just graduated. Actually, she finished in the middle of the school year in December. I was doing her internship, and then was hired at the school, public school, as teacher in their classroom, which I don't know how rare that is, but it seemed like it was a pretty amazing thing for her. She seamlessly went from finishing her education immediately into teaching.
Yes. Well, right now there's such a shortage of teachers. And so, yeah, she did her student teaching. They loved her, and they wanted to hire her right away. So she started in January as a regular
MK,
teacher.
What a great student. Mm-hmm. And a good leader, because we know she did other things on this campus other than playing basketball.
Absolutely.
So if someone's sitting here now, they're listening to this, and they're thinking about, I want to be a teacher. And elementary education is, why LEd? Why is that the specific? Can it take more training? Like, what is it specifically about elementary education that's different than just education?
Well, it's kind of a different certification. So it's K through 6 in the state of Florida. And so we basically train the students in all the different content areas like math, science, social studies, methods of teaching math, methods of teaching science, methods of teaching social studies, reading, language arts, just all the different subjects that a public school, or not really just a public school, but that a teacher has to teach through the elementary grades. Usually when the students get into middle school, they are, you know, going to take certain class, they're starting to change classes, and they're taking classes with teachers who have, you know, trained to be English teachers or trained to be just math teachers or
gotcha. Science teachers. Okay, so they're more specialized that way.
Right.
So El-Ed gets you really from what you said, which is pre-kindergarten through sixth grade.
Well, it's K through 6.
K through 6, okay.
And basically, we're trained to teach all the subjects, and basically the certification is different, particularly if you're in the public school. The if you take the Florida Teacher Certification exam, there's a difference between, you know, somebody's going to teach high school science or middle school English, where they would take a test that is just all English or all science.
Gotcha. That's a good explanation of that. Mm-hmm. Now, if someone, you know, have you had students that come through that did L.A. and ended up as high school or middle school? Have you had them go in different directions that way?
I think we have had a few where they, you know, where they liked teaching a certain subject. They can always take, you know, once they, you know, pass the, you know, once they pass the, if they're in public school, once they pass the Florida Teacher Certification exam, if they wanted to teach on the middle school level or high school level, they could, you know, take that test and do that. In Christian school, basically that would be up to administrators, based on their background. They don't necessarily need to take that test. It just really depends on the Christian school that they're working in.
That's really helpful. What about students that get their Bachelor of Arts degree here at L-Ed, and then have you seen a lot of students go on post-secondary, get masters, and have you seen students?
Yeah, I mean, I've been teaching for 19 years, and so we have students have, you know, definitely students have gone on and gotten their master's degree, you know, and a lot of our students do, a lot of, we do have young men, but by far most of them are women, and sometimes students will take off some, I took off 10 years when I had children. I had 3 children, and I'll see that a lot where some of my students are taking some time off. They're staying home with their own children, raising children, and then, you know, when the kids get back school age or whenever they feel like they would like to re-enter into the education world, they can do that.
Well, that's really, really great. Now, looking at the job prospects this last year, you graduated, and this last year you graduated a handful of students, and did any of them not get a job that were trying to get a job, but did they all get jobs?
As far as I know, I think they all, you know, they're all working, as teachers.
So public schools, so charter schools, and Christian schools.
Yeah, I think like last year's group, some are teaching in Christian schools, some are teaching in, I think one's teaching in a charter school. Public school, yeah, they can do what they were. They can teach where they want to teach. The thing about the public school is you would have to, they need you to pass the Florida Teacher Certification exam, and charter school would be the same. And so the students who want to pursue that. Some students come in saying, nope, I just want to teach in Christian school, and that's what they plan to do. And like I said, some students want to be missionary teachers. And so we also do in our program, if somebody were really interested in being a missionary teacher, again, we have had it where students can go overseas and teach and do their student teaching the last senior year.
Yeah, that's where I was going next. In the senior year, they actually go into a classroom and they teach as an internship. So
the first 3 years we do practicums, where the students are going into classrooms, whether in Christian schools, charter schools, public schools, and they're doing practicums, and we do a what we call a mini internship, where they have a field experience out there before they're actually going out for the senior year student teaching. The senior year student teaching, they basically are getting up in the morning and going to work, just like a regular teacher would be doing. And so they start out slowly with a supervising teacher, and they spend the whole semester just working in a classroom. Eventually, at first, when they begin, they are, you know, the teacher, their supervising teacher is working with them, and slowly the supervising teacher gives more and more and more control over to them until they're finally teaching the whole day. And that's, you know, pretty much how they get prepared to have their own classroom. So that is their choice, whether they want to do their student teaching in the public school, a charter school, or, you know, a Christian school. It's up to them.
That's really helpful.
Yeah, we're real flexible. We really want them to pray about it, and I pray about it too, and just kind of based on what they're feeling, we'll set up the internship where they think that God is calling them.
You must have good contacts after 19 years of doing this. So
yeah, the public school system has actually been great. We do have good contacts with Christian schools and charter schools in the area.
Now, if a student is interested in LEd and they really are kind of undecided, and they really want to talk to you, we have these campus meet and greets throughout the school year, and they can schedule that, and you're there.
Yeah.
At the ice cream social, they can meet you and ask questions, right?
You certainly can. They can email me. I have students that often will email just to find out some answers to their questions, or parents sometimes.
Sure.
And yeah.
That's great. Now, one more thing is that your class size, I noticed I've never seen 30 students in your class ever, that I've been here almost 4 years. So you have small classes.
Yeah, real small classes, and you know, we really know each other, and the students really know each other well, and everybody will hear about my granddaughter.
That's perfect. Well, we appreciate your time today, Professor. And is there anything you'd want anyone is thinking about going to LA that you'd want to share with them at this point?
Just that basically there is such a shortage of teachers right now, and there's so many students who are, you know, just you know, looking for something where they can make a difference and have an impact.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's so many opportunities for ministry with children, whether it's in public school, charter school, or Christian school. And, you know, God can use you. He needs his people. God has his people everywhere. So he needs teachers in the public school system, in charter schools, in Christian schools. Children desperately need to feel loved and cared for, and academically students need to be taught. And we know it's challenging times, especially coming out of COVID.
Yes.
and just all the things that are going on. These are challenging days, they're challenging times, but it's also a great opportunity to be used of the Lord.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you for your dedication to training up the next group of teachers.
You are welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to an interview with Michelle Chauncey, the Program Director of the Elementary Education Program at Trinity College of Florida. Remember, God calls, we equip, you advance.